Rock 107, WIRX, the Flamby Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter. What? I couldn't get the button to click. Nah, I was horsing around over here. Just horsing around, you know.
A little horseplay.
Just a little horseplay. You know how it goes, Hunter. Anyway, good morning, everyone. 6:21, it's Brock, it's Hunter. We're going to check out your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What do you got for sports?
All right, here we go, man. NFL, the number one selling NFL jersey out these days belongs to Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua. I'm just going to say Tua T. I can't really say
really?
His last name. Yeah, Tua. Clearly, Miami Dolphin fans are excited to see Tua as their franchise quarterback, especially after seeing or searching for Dan Marino's success for over two decades. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah, Tua selling some jerseys, man.
Good for him, you know. I hope it's not...
Here's the thing. Didn't Johnny Manziel sell a lot of jerseys as well?
He did, and he was a... I don't think this Tua is as bad as Johnny. No one is as bad as Johnny Manziel. God, I don't like that guy. Not one bit.
Well, you could say that now, Brock. You couldn't say that coming out of college, because coming out of college, he was Johnny Football. He was the best thing that God had made in the football world.
He was.
By the way, Johnny Manziel has a video out of him cliff diving, and he slips. He slips trying to do a backflip. And dude, I'm serious. He nearly kills himself.
Good.
So that video is online if you're interested. Golf news. This is guys, how bottom of the barrel we are for sports. So listen to this story. Golf. A 61-year-old golfer named Anthony Griggs won an amateur tournament using a $3 putter for every shot. That's right. He shot an 84 using a putter. Which he purchased from a Goodwill store.
Get on my back about my putter. I have the oldest putter, look, you can win tournaments with it. It doesn't matter. You don't need a $150 putter.
He shot an 84. I mean, yes, I guess that's pretty good with the putter.
I shoot 84 with my regular clubs.
These guys, no, you. This guy, come on, these are a bunch of scrubs he was playing anyway. Come on, guys. Just using his one putter, Anthony beat a bunch of guys playing with all 13 other clubs. That's which says all 13 club guys were terrible at golf because, dude, the guy with the putter that just played would beat you. You're bad, you know?
Man, this guy sucks.
Dude, who won the tournament with a putter? That was a bunch of 95-year-old guys or what?
We should do, you know what? We should do like a three-club tournament.
It'd be fun.
I think a three club. I mean, what if you had to? If you picked three clubs that you could go, I know the three clubs I would go with. I want to know what three clubs. If you could only take three clubs, what clubs would you use?
If I could only take three clubs, I would take a two iron, which are hard to find. I would take a seven iron, and a wedge.
Not bad. Not bad. So you would probably putt with the two. I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Putting with the two.
I would take a big old Bertha, big one, number one. Grab that puppy. I would take a probably like a nine and then a putter because I can't putt with anything. Except, I guess maybe I could putt with the driver if I really needed to focus.
You got
to
think about your second shots. You can't really hit a drive. Can you hit a driver off the deck?
Hell yeah, I can.
If you hit a driver off the deck, you're good there.
I put it on the green every shot.
Right from the tee box
onto the green. I barely need to even use my chipper. It's fine.
All right, Anthony Griggs,
the amateur champion. I straight up Smith boom that ball off the tee box every time.
Smith was booming it. I saw him golf yesterday. He was smacking it off the tee box.
If he doesn't like say boom.
Oh, he does.
Boom!
31 holes of booms.
Oh, God. Awesome. Damn.
I know. Dude, I'm feeling it today. Yeah. Anyway, moving on real quick. Hockey. No one knows if or when the NHL will return. But when it does return, fans can expect a lot of changes on the ice. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says infectious diseases experts have made some recommendations and the league is considering everything that will cause some modifications to the game in order to keep player safety top priority. It's going to piss you off. Hang on, let me take a drink real quick. Because it's going to make you mad. You're going to need a drink. Here are some of the changes that fans may have to get used to in hockey. First one, Brock. No fighting or scrums after the whistle. All right, scratch it. I'm not watching it then. Yeah. Sweet. Awesome. Let's take the best thing away from it. You effing morons.
They tried this taking before.
Stop it. Stop changing sports and taking things away. It's ridiculous. Stop. So we can't fight now? Come on.
They've tried this before. They've tried this before, and it backfired. They'll bring fighting back. They're probably just trying to get
people worked up. If the ref tries to stop it, you bring him into it. You want to get in a fight, too? You're going to blow the whistle? Then you're going to be in the fight. We're not stop fighting in hockey. It's not a thing. That's why hockey is hockey. And there's no such thing as coronavirus is going to stop no hockey fighting, dude. It pisses me off. No spitting on the ice. All players must wear full face shields. Opposing players must stand farther apart on face-offs. What? You could stand further apart on face-offs, but you can still collide and clothesline people. It just doesn't make any sense. All coaches on the bench must wear face masks. Okay, I get that. That's fine.
Yep.
But don't take fighting away. Don't take fighting and stand further away on face-offs when these guys are literally smashing into each other after it. So is the doctor in the stands like, oh, okay, yeah, this is good.
I don't know, but don't worry. Fighting will be back, and maybe just while this is going on, or they'll have a brawl, like they'll have an all-out brawl next season. Next season. We'll get through this season.
I feel like it's a Karen. There's a Karen up there. She's like, yeah, you know what? I wanted to take fighting out of hockey this whole time anyway. So we're going to do it because of this. It's going to make sense. No, Karen. There's going to be fighting in hockey, period.
Don't ruin hockey, Karen.
Karen.
All right, you need to calm down. I think you're all hopped up on cat cheese. All right, all right. We'll save the rest for next hour. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
All right, we'll be back. Calm down.
Rock one.
It was weird. Let's do your sports. Yeah.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today.
All right, here we go, man. NFL news. The number one selling NFL jersey these days is Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua. I'm not going to attempt to try to say his last name. Tua T. We're going to call him Tua T.
Perfect.
Yeah, Tua. That rook selling some jerseys, man. Clearly, Miami Dolphin fans are excited to have Tua as their franchise quarterback, especially after searching for Dan Marino's success for over two decades. They haven't had anybody. They've had Falco, the replacement. Fitzpatrick's pretty good,
Fitz,
right?
Fitzmagic, man. What's so funny is he's so inconsistent. Like, he'll either have the greatest game ever, or it'll just be like he's throwing the football into the stands. Like, there's no in-between, so.
Right. So there you go. There you go, Miami fans. Might have a year this year. Golf. A 61, this is how bottom of the barrel in sports we are. This is what we're talking about. A 61-year-old golfer named Anthony Griggs won an amateur tournament using a $3 putter, Brock, much like the putter that you have. The putter that should be on a wall, not being played with. Yes, he used a putter for every shot. He shot an 84 using the putter, which he purchased from a Goodwill store. From tee to green, that's right, my friends. While using his putter, Anthony beat a bunch of guys playing with all 13 clubs. So, just a bunch of scrubs. Guys, if you're losing to a 61-year-old guy using a putter from tee to green, you should be out there just know that you're out there for drinking and not the golf.
That's you. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I could beat this guy because I probably couldn't, but maybe I'd have a chance. Or I'm just getting drunk on the golf course. There you go.
My God, we're getting beat by the guy who only got a putter.
It's the old guy. It's the old guy from Caddyshack.
Hockey news. Here we go. I'm not going to get as angry as I did the first hour because I already know the news. No one knows if or when the NFL will return, but if it does, when it does, fans can expect a lot of changes on the ice. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly says infectious disease experts have made some recommendations, and the league is considering everything that will cause some modifications to the game in order to keep player safety a top priority. Here are some changes that fans may have to get used to. And this is the first one they list. And God, dude. No fighting or scrums after the whistle. So get me right. So what does this mean after the whistle? Am I missing something here? So you can't fight until they blow the whistle, or is that just part, like, no fighting? Is that they're just trying to fancy it up with the whistle part, or what's going on with that?
I have no idea. No idea.
It sounds like there's a Karen out there saying no more fighting in hockey, and I don't like it. Not a fan, because of the coronavirus doesn't mean we can't fight in hockey. So here's some more rules. No spitting on the ice. All players must wear full face shields. Opposing players must stand farther apart on face-offs. So you stand farther apart on the face-off, but as soon as the whistle blows, the coronavirus goes away and we can collide with each other. Come on. All coaches on the bench must wear a mask. I can see that. That's 100% agree with that. But opposing players must stand farther away on face-offs. But after that, I am going to clothesline you and smother you. I don't get the brain around that. So.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Maybe it'll still be the hockey that we know and love, or it'll be different. And maybe after all this craziness is done and we get vaccines, we'll see.
Like the guys talking about NFL games being like, you know what? Maybe we'll just go half capacity. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Half capacity. Why not just have everybody in it? Well, you're going to be a little bit farther apart. It just go for it all or not have it at all. You know, this half capacity stuff to me is just like, all right, so you're just doing that now to save your own ass in a little bit.
Yeah.
Either be completely safe and know everything is going to be fine in the future, or know everything's fine now and just go ahead with it. I don't understand it.
Sports are going to be weird, man. They're going to be weird. So we'll see. All right. Well, you didn't get as worked up that time. That's good. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
The Plan B.